It's certainly not enough, and I'd be concerned about that. There's a great need for nurses, particularly skilled nurses, and I think it's perhaps just a start, but there's really many more or much more nurses that are needed in the health system.
What are some of the common challenges that nurses and healthcare workers in general face in South Africa's public health system?
Well, nurses play a very key role, particularly at the clinic level or primary care level. Most of our health services in the community are run by nurses, so they play a very key role in supporting the health system at that sort of local level in the community. So they are in fact the main cadre of staff at that level. However, they at other levels in the health system, they also play a key role. Nurses can specialize in various areas. They can become what are called clinical nurse practitioners, where they essentially function or play a similar role to what doctors play, and can, assist with the burden of patients that need to be seen. But there are other skills or other specialities that nurses have, be it in psychiatry, be it in midwifery, or be it in the theatre. And in recent years, finding qualified nurses for theatres particularly and for the intensive care units has been particularly problematic. Many of our nurses are leaving because of poor working conditions, because of burnout, and because of attractive positions overseas, particularly in the Middle East. So we have been losing a lot of nurses, and we've been struggling to fill those places. But this has been compounded by recent austerity measures, where we've lost staff, including nurses, and we haven't been able to replace them. An additional complication has been the cutting of funding by the US government. And, at least some of that funding was used to fund nurses in the health system. So we've lost those nurses as well. So there's a severe shortage of nurses. And while, adding 200 nurses will certainly be welcome, it's, as I've indicated, will be hopelessly inadequate for what's needed by the health system.
Now, as you mentioned now, Professor, we've lost a lot of nurses and healthcare workers over the years for a variety of reasons, burnout being one of those reasons, and obviously better positions overseas as well. But when it comes to the well-being of nurses and frontline healthcare workers, how important is it to look after them and to prioritize the well-being of those healthcare workers, especially when it comes to maintaining a quality health service here in South Africa?
I mean, it's absolutely crucial. I mean, yesterday was International Nurses Day, and we paid tribute to all the nurses, that we have in the health system. But certainly, we should be trying to improve their working conditions. Many of them are involved in shift work, and we need to make sure that they are able to cope with the kind of working conditions that they work under. Where there's pressure on the health system, how do they get relief? We need to monitor them. We need to have counseling services available as needed to support them, when they are, suffering from burnout. I think the nurses are particularly under a lot of pressure at the moment, and not just adding additional nurses, but making the working conditions comfortable for them, making sure that they have the necessary support benefits. They should have good supervision. They should have adequate training. and they should have sympathetic management, you know, who helps support them, particularly when conditions are difficult.
Now, when we do see that, you know, staffing becomes an issue, when we have the levels of healthcare workers in South Africa, in our hospitals, dropping, as you mentioned before, you know, we've lost a lot of healthcare workers. How does this actually put the health system in South Africa at risk?
Yeah, it puts the health system at serious risk because, you know, as I said, particularly at primary care level, at the clinic level, you know, they basically are the backbone of the health system. So we are not able to provide effective health services if we don't have nurses at that level of the health system. It means that other health workers have an additional burden on them, and that doesn't help. You know, it just means that burnout spreads to other categories, although all categories are under pressure, you know, at the moment. And then in terms of, for example, let me use theatre nurses. The big problem with theatre nurses is that, you know, you can have a surgeon, you can have the anaesthetist, you can have everybody that's needed, but if you don't have the skilled theatre nurses, you're not able to do operations. And that creates backlogs and pressure on the health system. On the health system. So there are really serious negative impacts that ultimately impact on the community and on patients, and they're not able to receive timely and, you know, effective health care.